Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Free Association. This is a stand in the park, or it's a version of a stand in the park. I want to play a little bit of Project Veritas, which is kind of distributing whistleblower information. They've got interviews with whistleblowers from Health and Human Services, and from various other places, Pfizer as well. So I think there's five parts altogether. I'm going to play part one, which has been around for a couple of weeks. But if you haven't seen it, it's on BitChute and on the Project Veritas channel. I haven't seen it so far. I've heard people playing it on the radio, but I wasn't really paying attention because it was the middle of the night. So I'm now getting there 2 weeks late. And I'm going to play it. It's about 15 minutes, and it's a whistleblower in a hospital, this one.
There hasn't probably been done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is bullshit.
Tell us about who this person is.
Dr. Gonzalez is one of our emergency room doctors at Phoenix Indian Medical Center.
And she's a federal employee?
Correct.
Now you got this guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath.
He's got throwing myocarditis.
Yes.
Oh, this is bullshit.
Probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right, but now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to shove it under the...
Yeah.
Under the mat.
What patient was she referring to?
She was referring to that patient, that 30-something-year-old patient that had congestive heart failure.
And in that particular patient's case, it was not reported.
No.
The problem in here, they are not doing the studies. People that had it, and the people that have been vaccinated, they're not doing any antibody testing.
Super fishy.
Not that it hasn't been done. It hasn't been published.
That's it hasn't what? Probably been done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
The government doesn't want to show that the vaccine is full of shit.
It's not doing what its purpose was.
May I see your badges? You're Jody O'Malley. The Department of Health and Human Services. This is the United States government identification. I'm looking at the CDC website. It says that you're required to report adverse events following vaccinations. One of those would be congestive heart failure.
That's a huge one.
Were there other instances that they didn't report?
Oh, I've seen dozens of people come in with an adverse reaction.
You know, it's really sad. She had just come back from surgery, from leave.
So what are we looking at here?
You're looking at me transferring her to a higher level of care that could handle her condition.
And this is a colleague at your hospital who got sick.
She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. And she was coerced into taking it.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? It's not... what a lot of people would do. They're scared, they're afraid. Are you afraid?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid because my faith lies in God and not man. This is evil at the highest level. You have the FDA, you have the CDC that are both supposed to be protecting us.
Are you afraid they're going to retaliate against you?
Yeah. I'm a federal employee. What other federal employees do you see coming out?
But you put your faith in God.
Amen.
The government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
They need to be ready for you if you are vaccinated. Let's stop in their journey. I'm going to go to a report and start reporting all of you, Mr. Johnson.
She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. She was coerced into taking it.
They are not reporting because they want to shove it under the mat.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? Are you afraid?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid. My faith lies in God and not me. My name is Jody O'Malley, and I'm a master's prepared registered nurse.
First of all, your hospital is run by HHS, correct?
I work for Health and Human Services with the Indian Health Services branch for the Native Americans.
These are federal employees?
Yes.
And we work for the government. So, I mean, the main thing is we have to follow.
I know. I mean, that's another thing. I don't know how much longer I'll be here.
And the protocols here.
I know.
Are the policies and administrators coming directly from the federal government?
Yes.
The problem in here, they are not doing the studies. People that had it, you know, and the people that have been vaccinated, they're not doing any antibody testing.
Now you got this guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath. Okay, now his BNP is elevated, D-dimer are elevated, ALT, all his liver enzymes are elevated, his PT, PTINR is elevated.
He's got fallen myocarditis.
Yes!
Oh, this is bullshit. Probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right.
But now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
Oh, it happened.
Right, what is it? 60 days after, if you see anything?
They have got to.
But how many people are reporting?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to shove it under the under the mat.
In this instance with Dr. Gonzalez, what patient was she referring to, or without saying?
She was referring to that patient that had congestive heart failure.
Congestive heart failure. And in that particular patient's case, it was not reported.
No.
I'm going to have to transfer you to another hospital. We don't have cardiologists here. And what you're developing is like a congestive heart failure, okay? And that's not good. I don't know where this is coming from. On July 29th, you had the first COVID vaccine. And August 19th, you had the second. You know, you don't have COVID, okay? But you have got a lot of symptoms, you know. And you're developing congestive heart failure.
Were there other instances that they didn't report?
Oh, I've seen dozens of people come in with an adverse reaction.
Was one of the ones you saw a 15-year-old with blood clots?
Yeah, so I was just covering a nurse. He's in here with bilateral PEs, but he's fine. And I'm like, okay. So he wasn't on oxygen or anything like that. And I said, was he vaccinated? And then she's like, I don't know. So then I looked in the chart, and he was. He had the Pfizer vaccine at the end of July, and he was due for a second dose. So this is essentially 2 to 3 weeks later. Most likely cause of hypoxia, unusual PE at this age. Unclear etiology. They don't know why he got it.
So how do we know that the blood clots, or how do you know that the blood clots are a result of the COVID vaccine?
Because this is a 15-year-old, normal weight, healthy child. No reason for him to have a blood clot.
It's a shame they're not treating people. I know. Like they're supposed to. Like they should. And I think they want people to die.
And how many have you seen that have gotten vaccinated here?
That have side effects? A lot.
A lot.
Have you seen it too?
Yeah. Yes.
Who's writing the bears report?
Nobody, because it takes over a half an hour to write it down.
Right.
The CDC website, it says that you're required to report adverse events following vaccinations. Is there a policy at the hospital for reporting these complications?
No. There has never been any directive sent out on reporting. With this vaccine, we are in stage 3 clinical trials. Normally, stage 3 clinical trials is where you gather your data. What the responsibility on everyone is to gather that data and report it. And if we're not gathering that data and reporting it, then how are we going to say that this is safe and approved for use?
How come after 18 months we haven't had any research? Isn't that fishy to you?
It is super fishy.
Not that it hasn't been done. It hasn't been published.
It hasn't probably been done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
What does she mean by full of shit?
It's not doing what its purpose was.
And what is Dr. McGee saying in that video?
He's trying to defend the vaccine.
Why would he do that?
Because that's his view on it. Okay. His view is get the vaccine, it's science, right? If we all just get it, this will all be over with.
Such a bunch of bullshit. And what do we do?
I don't know. But there's so much I want to blow up.
So much. How do we do that?
Like, you know, Project Veritas.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? It's not what a lot of people would do. They're scared, they're afraid.
What prompted me to do this was when I was house supervisor one night. And one of my coworkers had taken the vaccine, and she didn't want to. She had went throughout this entire pandemic working in the intensive care unit. It pretty much was a COVID unit.
You know, it's really sad. She had just come back from surgery, from leave, 2 weeks ago, a little over 2 weeks, and then got her first dose of vaccine after surviving this entire pandemic.
She didn't want to take it. She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. And she was coerced into taking it. And it's like, nobody should have to decide between their livelihood, being a part of the team in the hospital, or take the vaccine. Now we're just making people take it, and then there's reactions to it, and then you have a medication that has been shown effective and surely has no adverse reactions for trying it.
Did Dr. Bagua talk to you about prescribing ivermectin for
not a lot of this is on?
And so physicians can't prescribe off-label use medication here?
Not for COVID. They did it with hydroxychloroquine, and it was really bad, and so they are not allowing it right now.
She said, yes, I would agree to write for this because she's not contraindicated. And
Dr. Bagua said that?
Yes.
I am stuck. I am told you are absolutely not to use it under any circumstances whatsoever for somebody with COVID unless you don't want to have a job. I am not going to lose my job.
Damn.
They were not allowing, they were going to lose their job if they allowed you to use that drug.
Right. Nuts. Right now, what is plaguing this country is the spirit of fear.
Are you afraid?
It's my career, you know, it's how I'll help people. But am I afraid? I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid. Because my faith lies in God and not man. So I have two older kids that are on their own, and I have a 12-year-old at home that I care for on my own. You know, like, what kind of person would I be if I knew all of this? This is evil. This is evil at the highest level. You have the FDA, you have the CDC, that are both supposed to be protecting us, but they are under the government. And everything that we've done so far is unscientific.
Are you afraid they're going to retaliate against you?
Yeah. I'm a federal employee. What other federal employees do you see coming out?
But you put your faith in God.
Amen.
How Deception Propaganda, a new book by James O'Keefe. Pre-order now at AmericanMuckraker.com.
Right, that's pretty much it. That's that one. That's part one of Project Veritas. I'll keep posting them. One a day, I think, probably this week. Don't need to do one more than one a day, I don't think. But that should be enough. They're 15, 20 minutes long. They're not too long. So I'll catch you a bit later. I'm here for a conversation with Freedom Warrior at 7 o'clock, so in about an hour I'll be back for Live from the Laundry Room. I'll see you there.